Brazil reshapes motorway rules and unveils Move Brasil vehicle financing. Move Brasil program and financing framework. The Lula administration announced the removal of the minimum age and mandatory training requirements for motorways who work with delivery apps, part of a broader push to ease participation in gig work. At a São Paulo event, President Lula introduced Move Brasil, a vehicle financing program for taxi drivers and app-based riders, offering subsidized credit with fewer restrictions for borrowers with default risk. Officials say the initiative targets about 250,000 workers. Policy changes for motorcycle couriers. The temporary measure revokes provisions of a federal law from 2009 that previously set a 21-year-old minimum age, a minimum 2 years of licensing in the category, and a mandatory training course for moto delivery services. The policy also reduced the role of state agencies in enforcing training, though the use of the so-called red plate to identify licensed riders remains part of the national framework. In some regions, authorities had intensified fees and inspections tied to these rules, prompting debates over free movement within the delivery economy. Move Brasil, financing terms, and eligibility. The government says the provisional measure creates a credit line via the National Development Bank BNDES to finance new flex-fuel vehicles with a ceiling of up to $150,000. Borrowers would receive a 6-month grace period and a maximum repayment term of 72 months. Interest rates are to be set by the Monetary Policy Committee, CMN, later in the week, with early indications of more favorable terms for women around 11.5% for women and 12.6% for men. Loans will be extended through accredited financial institutions, and eligibility requires a minimum of 100 trips in the previous year. The government estimates the program will mobilize about R$30 billion through BNDES starting on June 19. Oversight, support services, and safety alongside financing. The plan includes support measures for workers. Officials say the program will offer conditions that reduce the typical costs of vehicle use and emphasize vehicle ownership as a personal asset. In parallel, the government plans to improve road safety and health checkups for drivers, with public health professionals contributing to assessments. A health system proposal would classify certain emergency responses for workers as occupational incidents, aligning them with workplace safety standards. Administrative response and local context. The state's Department of Traffic (DETRANSP) stated that the rules were not created by the state, but are part of a nationwide framework implemented over several years. Nevertheless, the department highlighted ongoing actions to aid professionalization, including free specialized training, a no-cost theory exam, and a digital driver's license with no cost for certain features, alongside a 2-year period of instructional oversight. This approach aims to balance safety, skill development, and worker protections without obstructing the activity. Conclusion: these measures reflect a deliberate policy shift, reducing barriers for the gig economy, while leveraging state financing to broaden vehicle ownership and bolster the auto sector. By ending the minimum age and mandatory training for motorboys, the administration aims to broaden participation in app-based delivery. At the same time, Move Brasil, operating with subsidized credit via BNDES and a defined repayment framework, seeks to mobilize up to 250,000 workers by offering vehicles up to R$150,000 with a 6-month grace period and a 72-month repayment term. Banks will assess eligibility, with safety checks and support services planned, alongside health and safety measures. The policy's success hinges on prudent lending conditions, effective oversight, and local implementation to balance worker protections with growth in the ride-hailing and delivery economy. Frequently asked questions: what did Lula sign about Motofredistas and Move Brasil? He signed a provisional measure that ends the 21-year age minimum and the mandatory training course for motoboys. It also launches Move Brasil, a vehicle financing plan for taxi drivers and app drivers, with subsidized rates and no restrictions for those with debt problems. It aims to help about 250,000 workers who can apply for Move Brasil credit. Anyone who wants to buy a vehicle up to 150,000 reais and meet the program rules can apply. There is a 6-month grace period and a 72-month repayment term. Interest rates will be set by the CMN, with about 12.6% per year for men and 11.5% for women. You need at least 100 rides in the last year to qualify. The loan is through accredited banks. What old rules were changed by the measure? The 2009 federal rule that required a 21 age and a specific training course for motorboys was removed. The red plate and some state fees tied to those rules can no longer block work. The changes aim to make delivery work more flexible. How many workers is Move Brasil expected to help? The plan targets about 250,000 workers. It authorizes about 30 billion RIs from BNDES starting June 19 to back the loans. It covers new vehicles up to 150,000 RIs with favorable terms. What should applicants know about eligibility and rates? Eligibility includes having at least 100 rides in the past year and buying a vehicle up to 150,000 RIs. Rates will be set by the CMN. A rough expectation is around 12.6% for men and 11.5% for women. Banks will assess credit risk. Those with bad credit may still be considered, but banks can decide.